Hello, and welcome to Journey, the thought for the week from Torch Trust, a Christian organisation for blind and partially sighted people. This week's thought was written by Stephen Richards, a Torch supporter who lives in Shirley. It's read to you by David Shepherd.
It is that time of year when Jewish people celebrate the festival of Sukkot, or ingathering. This is a harvest celebration dating back thousands of years. At the same time, traditionally, the Christian church holds its own harvest Thanksgiving services, a useful reminder that our food does not primarily come from supermarkets, but rather the land, and ultimately, the gracious hand of God. In his teaching, Jesus frequently made use of parables involving harvest, farming, good and bad seeds, good and bad soil, wheat and weeds. The most familiar of these is probably the parable of the sower. Here, good seed is scattered on the ground where the majority apparently lands on unsuitable soil. Of course, the parable was not concerned with teaching about the difficulties of farming. It was about the word of God taking root in the soil of men's and women's hearts. Some seed fell on the packed earth of the path and so failed completely to germinate. This equates to the heart that is indifferent to God. Some of the seed entered into shallow soil, but when the tender young shoots were subjected to the heat of the sun, they withered and died. This equates to the heart that lacks depth. Further seeds had a good start, but hostile vegetation strangled the life out of them. This equates to the heart that is weighed down by cares, temptations and distractions, to the detriment of things that really matter. We know that one needs to sow bountifully in order to reap a harvest. When God sows the seed of his word, some will certainly fall on good soil. The resulting yield from this soil is pleasing to him. What, in the context of this parable, should we understand by good soil? A farmer will plough up a field and dig in fertiliser, so preparing the ground. Then, when the seed goes in and the earth is watered, the farmer can expect strong, healthy plants to grow. Christians will often tell of how they heard the message about Jesus and his call upon their lives, the time when God's word germinated in their hearts. With hindsight, they may well be able to see how prior to that event, through circumstances both good and bad, God's own ploughing and fertilising had been preparing the ground. I don't know what your circumstances are at this harvest time, but it may just be that God is behind the scenes doing some ploughing and manure spreading so that you may be fruitful and included in his forthcoming harvest, the ultimate harvest of which Jesus so often spoke.
You've been listening to Journey, produced by Torch Trust. Torch supports over 100 local groups around the UK where people who are blind or partially sighted can meet together. Perhaps there's one near you. You can find out more on our website at torchtrust.org or telephone 0333 123 1255.